Advocates for undocumented immigrants are once again asking the state to knock off a day of jail time related to misdemeanor sentencing. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, that change from 365 to 364 days could help an undocumented immigrant avoid deportation.
If someone who gets in trouble is sentenced to 365 days in jail, a full year, federal officials see that as an aggravated felony. And if the offender is undocumented, that attracts the attention of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Sentencing under a year carries far less risk. Last year, a similar bill was proposed but was never signed into law. Camila Bordoletto believes this year will be different. She works for an undocumented immigrants advocacy group called CT Students for a Dream.
It does have the support of, you know, the Sentencing Commission, which regulates sentencing requirements. So we think there's a good chance, especially because the climate has changed and people are seeing ICE a lot more for what it is, which is it's a cruel agency that hurts our communities.
House Democrat Steve Stafstrom points to misdemeanor crimes like larceny of less than $200 and reckless driving as convictions that right now might push ICE officials to pick up an undocumented immigrant.
No one here today is suggesting that that individual should not face appropriate consequences for the offense of reckless driving pursuant to our state's judicial system. What we are suggesting is our state judicial system is capable of handling and punishing reckless driving and larceny in the fourth degree without involving the federal government and without the risk of deportation for that individual.
The state's Judicial Committee held a public hearing Friday to discuss several bills related to rights for undocumented immigrants. Another proposal that's back after not passing last year, a bill to stop judicial marshals from using discretion to enforce ICE detainers. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.